פרק רביעי זה חוב זין עמוד. חוב זין עמוד בייס, פרק רביעי. לא קולן. הקורא את המגילה, עומד או יושב, אחד קרוא שניים, יוצא. מוקם שנוגע לברך יברך, שלא לברך לא יברך, meaning the ברכה afterward, בשני וחמיש ובשעבס ומנחה, קוראים שלושה, אין פרטים מהם ומוספין עליהם, ואין מפטיר מנביא. הפותח והחותם בתורה מברך לפניה, and the last one is מברך לאחריה. So, מה, לשעבר? We're saying, הקורא יצא, זה משהו בדיעבד. The word לשעבר in the Yerushalmi means בדיעבד, in the Bible. So is this dafka b'sha'avar? That was when you did it already? Because that's what you're saying. Ha'kore yatsa. Meaning l'chatchilu, you can't sit. Well, I'm telling you, but the b'raisa says, b'raisa b'rabi meir, shikar yamin yusha. Mibet ha'knesset shal tivim. Ha'shmeim l'chatchilu. V'natna l'acher, meanwhile, the rest of the b'raisa we'll see later on. V'natna l'acher, u'bireich aleha. Anyway, Cheni Maslis will have to read that the meaning of here is Akarias HaMegillah Oymed V'Yoshev means that Mutter L'Kreisa Oymed Mutter L'Kreisa Yoshev. That's what it says, Afil L'Chat Filah. What did it mean in the Braisa when it says Natna L'Afer Mavorech Aleha? Zekore V'Zem Mavorech. Well, what's he saying over there? When it says Natna L'Afer Mavorech Aleha, Rabbi Meir is saying that if Rabbi Meir is Korah, somebody else can be Mavarech, that it doesn't have to be necessarily the one who's doing the reading, that he's the one who's doing the brach. Ravuna B'Shem Yirmiyah says, Mikan Shomeyah Kekoyre. Since someone else was able to be Mavarech al Mikra Megillah, even though he wasn't reading the Megillah, so he's saying the brach of that Rebbe Meir would have been making. So you see that Shomeyah is considered to be the equivalent of Korei, because there's only one brach, al Mikra Megillah. Ksiv asher kara melech Yehuda. It's talking about the Megillah. It says that actually Shafan had read the Megillah in front of the melech. And it says the Megillah asher kara melech Yehuda, but it wasn't true. V'lo Shafan karye. It wasn't the melech who had read. Elamikan shishomei ha-koneh. So we see from here that hearing the Megillah is the equivalent of reading the Megillah. That's a mocha to shomei ha-koneh. Are you mechuyev to stand in front of a Sefer Torah? Rabbi Chilkiah and Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Lazar, mipnei bina huomeh. Are we not omed in front of Talmid HaChachamim? And so Kol Shekein mipnei Torah atzma, from the children of the Sefer Torah we stand. So Kol Shekein the Sefer Torah, we should stand.
When it's walking, when it's being laid, stand for the Sefer Torah.
Yeah, when it's coming, the same way you would stand for a Talmud Chacham.
It comes into the room, comes into your presence.
Zeshu lomed likrot b'Torah. Mipnei mahu omed. Why is it that when you're reading from the Torah, you're chayav to stand, and it's only the Megillah that you're sitting? Mipnei kvoda or mipnei kvoda rabim? Is this a din in the kavodat Torah, or is it a din in the kavodat tzibur? What's enough to mean that? Itemai mipnei kvoda filo ben olivina. It's a lot of kavodat Torah, then it has nothing to do with whether you're reading it yourself or not. Itemai mipnei kvoda rabim, it should say. So then, ben olivina tzmo lo. And if you're by yourself, there's no din of kavodat tzibur. Obviously, you should be able to sit down. Says the Gemara, "Mipnei kvoda hu omed." Even if you would be mipnei kvoda, and you're being omed for kavodat Torah, there still is no chiyuv to breed b'amida when you're all by yourself. Because ima omerat kein hu mitatzel v'no kore. It's a special halach. It's not that it really there isn't a chiyuv. But l'maisa, the chachamim let him off from a chiyuv of standing, because they recognize that if every time you're reading Torah, you have to stand. You're going to end up causing bittul Torah. It's hard for people to stand. So therefore, they said, okay, you can sit. Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, alek mishta. Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak comes into the Beit HaKnesset, and Chamachad bar Nash, koim metargem samech lamuda. and he sees somebody, when he's saying over the Targum, he's leaning on the Amud of the Beit HaKnesset as he's saying the Targum. So, Amalei, Osulacha, you cannot be Matargim when you're leaning. Kishem shenitna ve'imau b'yira, just like it was given by Yecharat Kola'am, kach onotzuchim enokba be'imau b'yira. So when you're being Kora, or Matargim the Tera, if you're leaning against something, that's not a derech of aim of a yira, that's a derech of slouching and being involved in yourself. Rabbi Chagai Omer, Shimon Bar Yitzchak Alei Knishta, and it should say, Chama Chazana Koy Metargim Lomakim Barnash Tachtui. He saw that the Chazana Knesset was being Kore, and he was being Kore for the people that came, and he did not bring someone else to be Metargim, he was Metargim himself. Well, Malay Atzurlacha, he told him, you can't be Metargim yourself, because you need two people. Kishem shenitna yidei sir sur. Kodesh Baruch Hu said over the Torah, but there was Moshe Rabbeinu that was their translator, so to speak. Kachonu l'tzorech l'nokba yidei sir sur. So the Chazan is being Korei, he can't also go ahead to be Matargim himself. Al Reb Yudim and Pasi of the Shiva. He said this as a question, right? If it's mutter to be Kore, the one who's being Kore, the people to come to Torah, is he's the one that's supposed to be Matargim the Torah or not? So he said it like this. Anochi Aman Bein Hashem Avinechem Be'et Avu Lagilachem is Dvar Hashem. Now, obviously, we know that Moshe was Beinayim. What was the reason that Moshe repeats it? To say, and I was standing there, must be that Gufa to tell you this. He brought a riot from the Pasuk to the Halach. Reb Chagai Omer, that once Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak came into Shul, and he saw Chama Chad Safar, Mushat Taguma Migosifra. He saw one of the rabbis of the Cheder. He was reading the Targum out of a book that was in front of him that had the Targum written. You're not allowed to read Targum mitoch haksav because it's Zvarm Shenemru Baal Peh. The Targum was never given biktav. It's Torah, part of Torah Baal Peh. So Zvarm Shenemru Baal Peh have to be Bepeh. Zvarm Shenemru biktav have to be biktav. So you're being over and reading it out of a siddur, out of a chumash. Reb Chaga, B'shem Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, now we're holding on Amud Aleph. This is why the Teimanim is so Nachman. It's all done Baal Peh, the Targum. And even the little kids know Baal Peh. Reb Chaga, B'shem Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman. Now, again, this is one of those sugyas that you're supposed to know, because this already comes back from the Yerushalmi in Peah, which we learned. But the Yerushalmi never repeats the sugya for you to remember. You're supposed to remember. So over there we had the sugya of Ksav Lachas Advarim Eila, Alpiyah Advarim Eila, the contrast between the Alpiyah Advarim Eila and the Ksav Lachas Advarim Eila, which was the mocker of this sugya. So Nemru Dvarim Bepeh, Nemru Dvarim Bechtah, Ve'inon Yodim Eiz Miyem Chavivim. It says both. It says Alpiyah Advarim Eila, and it says Ksav Lachas Advarim Eila. Which one is more chaviv? Terje Bepeh or Terje Bechtah? Yeah, I mean, ma dechtiv ki al pi hadvarim ha'ela, karati t'chabrit ve'et Yisrael, hadam ha'matan shebepeh chavivim. If you're telling me that it's dafka al pi, that's the basis of the brit, so it's clear that the krisas bris is the yikr chavivus, which means that Terje Bepeh is more chaviv than Terje Bechtah. Reb Yochanan and Reb Yudin Bar Shimon argue, chadam ha'ar, im shamarta ma shebepeh, v'shamarta ma shebechtah, Ani koretit chabrit, v'im lav any koretit chabrit. In other words, he doesn't hold it the way that we just learned it. He holds when it says ki alpi advarim ha'elu is going back also on the ksavlachas advarim ha'elu ki alpi advarim ha'elu. In other words, if the way that you're mefarish it prepared, that's the way that you actually kept what was written in the ksav, which means that the krisus habris was on both. The Chorana Amar Mashenki, the other man, the Amar held like Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, that the Krisas Bris element was Dafka on Terje Baal Peh, And he says it means im shamarta masha bepeh v'shamarta masha bichtav atanot haschar. Imav ena atanot haschar. We're talking about over here is the Kabbalah Schar, not the Krisas HaBris. The Krisas HaBris indeed is only al pi hadvarim ha'ev. Omer Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. It says, Vayitein Hashem Elai Shnei Lukot Avanim, and so on. And there it says, Ve'alehem Kichol HaDvarim. We dash this in the Bavli also. What's HaDvarim? Kol HaDvarim. Alehem Ve'alehem. Dvarim HaDvarim. So then we have Kol and Kakol. So what is this then? This is, again, as we said in the Bavli, Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Agoda, Afilu, Masha, Talmud, Vatik. Atid larot lifnei rabo, kvar nemru l'moshe v'sinai, and it means, of course, it was nichlal and everything, just not that necessarily he brought it all out. Halu d'chsiv, and that's what the Shomer Melech was referring to when he said, yesh davar shiomar reze chadashim. But, chavirum l'shivo, the end of the pasuk, kvar hayal alamim asher hayal lefaneinu, even what to us is unbelievably new chidushin, are included in what was said to Meshe Rabbeinu, on our Sinai. Okay, I think that's very sweet. Should we continue? It's only been 11 minutes.
Well, there's connected, right? The Matargim and the Matargim.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful. For Purim. Perfect. Yeah. Okay, continues. Tony. Echad Kori B'Tora. If you can't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but lo yushnayim korim b'Torah b'echad mitargim. That we said you can't have two. Omer Rebbe Zeira, why is it also for two people to be kari at the same time? Mipnei bracha, because you can't have two people saying the bracha on one kriya, because then you're going to have a bracha shein etzrich. Elamai, what are you going to say? Let one person be mevarech. Then the other one is reading without a brocker. Doesn't it say in the Brisa, you can't have two people being metargim with one being korin? What are you going to say there? There's no brocker on the targum. Isoch meimer b'nei brocker. Well, what's this for the same b'nei brocker on the targum? You don't make a brocker on the targum. That can't be the reason. What then is the reason? That's a nice way of saying this thing, yeah? There's no room in one ear for two simultaneous readings. So therefore, since you're not going to be able to hear it clearly, so it's Ma'ak of the Kriya. Tony, Shnayim Karim B'Torah, V'ein Shnayim Karim B'Novi. We ask Akasha from the Brighton, and Brisa says that on the contrary, it seems to be saying two people read the Torah, but two people can't read the Novi. It's the exact opposite. Omar, Rav Ula, no. It's not saying two people at the same time. It's talking about aliyahs, separate aliyahs. Kirois b'teira. Kirois is the Yerushalmi word for aliyahs. Calling up the person. We call up people to read in the Torah. So you have two people read in the Torah, but you don't have two people reading in the Navi. That's true. We don't, not Maftik in the middle of the Maftir, and now call up somebody for Shani in Maftir. That's what it means. Tony. That's it. Says in the Tosefta. Here's the correct Girsa. Echad korei b'Torah v'echad mitargim. Lo echad korei v'shnayim mitargimina. V'lo shnayim korim, again in the Torah, v'echad mitargim. And lo shnayim korim v'shnayim mitargimina. Because on all levels, trei kali lo mishtamoy. And since we're mitargim in order that people that don't understand the Hebrew should understand the mitzvahs clearly, we can't afford to have any confusion in the targum. They have to be able to hear and concentrate on what's being said. Mashenke b'novi, echad korei v'echad mitargim, v'echad korei v'shnayim mitargiminan. Because since it's not a, there's no mitzvahs there, it's a story, so we're not so makbet. But lo shnayim korim v'echad mitargim, lo shnayim korim v'shnayim mitargiminan. Even there we say, trei kali lo mishtamoy by Megillah, echad korei v'echad mitargim, echad korei v'shnayim mitargim, shnayim korei v'echad mitargim, shnayim korei v'shnayim mitargim. Since it's chaviva, so over there we say, trei kali lo mishtamoy on a double. It's chaviva, everybody's interested in the Megillah. V'hatargum me'akev, is it a mitzvah? It's mamish ma'akev, the targum. We saw today, we saw rather before in the daf before, In the Bavli that we said over there, Dafka Mamakam Shematargaminan, but Mamakam Shahin Batargaminan. So obviously there were places we shouldn't bring a raya from there, that it can't be that there's a chiyav on the targum. Because otherwise, how's the Gemara machalik between places that you are on the targum or not? So here the Gemara asks the Feirish, is targum ma'akeh, meaning that you're not allowed to read without targum, or just like a mitzvah? Omer Yosi, min ma'ada anan chamin rabbanan, nafkin latanis, I have my own eyes seen various great rabbis going out on the tainis, and they read, it goes to the tainis, they read the Torah, but lo matargamina, they don't do it because it's tainis. People are feeling shvach, and they don't have the kach to sit around listening to targum of the Kriyana tainis, and not matargam. So how the amr shein not targum akiv? Obviously, b'ni avad, it's not absolutely necessary to be matargam. People are tired, you're not matargam. I'll tell you one thing, okay, maybe you've just proven that you don't have to be matargam, but you certainly cannot tolerate mistakes if you are being matargam. It's one thing not to be matargam at all, but to matargam with mistakes is unacceptable. So you don't say, well, it's not makiv anyway, who cares? If there's a toes, you make him say it over again, and he has to be matargim and over again. Reb Yona and Reb Yirmiyah, Chal Mechazer, one of them would be Machzer, the word, Hatene Miyadecha, V'lakacha Koyin Hatene Miyadecha, if he said Mone, because you're supposed to not say Mone. Mone is a container, Tene is a Sal. So even the difference between a Tene and a Sal, a Tene as mona or tena as sal, he was makbid on it. If a guy would say mona, he would be marzirim to say sala.
What is he saying from himself, or is he saying
from himself? No, for the tzibur. In other words, we just said if he makes a toros, you have to be.
So oh, in
his beit hakneset, if somebody was metargim alakacha koin atena miyadecha hamona miyadach, he would say no, hasala miyadach. Make him go over it. The Chorana Mechazer, the other one, was Mechazer on Matzahs and Merorin. He would say, Al Petirin Virakunin, if he would translate the Merorin as vegetables, he would say, no, you have to say Petirin in Merorin. It has to be Moror in the Targum also, because otherwise people would think Stam vegetables. But Lo Yadin and Manom Adom Manom, I can't tell you which one of them was the one that the mice happened, and he was correcting in his show. But min madom Reb Yona, as we see, that Reb Yona was misupak, if you can bring ma'u la'vien betamplin shel kesef, are you allowed to bring the bikurim in a container of silver, or do you need dafka sal? So you see from there, have yahu, Mechazer Monoviom Mesala. Must be that he was the one that was marked, that was Metargen, Tena as Mona, because he held that it's a big Shaila, the Halacha, right? So he's the one that was aimed on this question. If the Torah says Sal, would it be Mutter to bring Bikurim at something that wasn't Mamash Sal? So obviously he's the one that was sensitive to that question. He must have been the one that was corrected the guy. Yeah, okay, we'll read more. It's in the Targum, what level of mistakes? We brought some really interesting levels of mistakes. We're up to Reb Pinchas. So Reb Pinchas Mechazer, it's like right at the top, of course, on the base, a couple lines down. Reb Pinchas Mechazer Petimin Barturi. If somebody was metargim par ben bakar as a patimi, which is mefutam, fattened up ben bakar, he would say no. Ve'yomar turi bar turi. You have to say it the way it appears in unklas. It doesn't necessarily mean mefutam. Minayin letargim bechlal. Where is there a remez that there's an inyan of being metargim at the lane? Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Hananel says. The correct verse is as follows. same pasuk that we brought in the Bible. That's how we know it's the Gersh. But Yikaru b'sefer Torata Elohim mifurash v'sum sechel v'yavinu b'mikra. So we darshan like this. V'sefer Torata Elohim is mikra. Mifurash is the Targum. That explains the pasuk. Shum sechel refers to ta'amim, because that way you can understand it. Yavinu b'mikra is the Misoreh, so that we can actually read it differently than it's written, so that comes to a different understanding. V'yeshomim, others say that this refers to Elo Ahechreim. This refers to the ones that we need to be makriya, whether the word is meant to be read together with the part before, together with the part after. You'll see a whole bunch of shilas in the Gemara of Megillah coming up. V'yeshomim Elo Rosh Hipsukim. These are the parts, these are the points that are the mafsik between one pasuk and the next. Rabbi Zeira, b'shem Rabbi Hananel, says, afilu ragil Torah ke'ezra. Even somebody who is as big a baki as Ezra HaSefer in the lotion of the pasuk, lo yehe elget mipiv korei. He should not say what he knows ba'al peh, but he has to read it mitoch haktav. So you see that Yirmiyo had Baruch ben Uriya read to him, and then write it down.
So this is for everything except for Shema and Mama.
Yeah. So in other words, the fact that he was reading to him the Neviyot, and he didn't tell it to him, what had been told to him. So you see that's also to write Shalom and Akhtab. So how could he say it then, Bechlal? And it was, how do you get it in the first place? We have to learn that the Navi, at the moment of Navias, is considered to be the equivalent of Kori Mitoch Akhtab. Because otherwise it doesn't matter. It has to start Shalom and Akhtab. Right, so in other words, so he had... He had the Navi write down what was being said, B'Shas Maisa, but he couldn't say it afterwards, because then it would be remembering what it was that his Navias was. I mean, if he said it, B'Shas Maisa, it's considered to be equivalent to Minachtav. That's how the Achon Ramazri. V'atani, doesn't it say in the Tosefta Maisa, Rabbi Meir Shoba Azia, V'loya Shamagila Ktuva Ivrit, V'katva Mipi V'karya? He didn't find a Kosher Megillah over there that was in Lashon HaKodesh. Of course, the Bavli doesn't mention Ivrit, just didn't find a Megillah there at all. So Rabbi Meir wanted to read a Kosher Megillah, so he wrote it Baal Peh. He wrote first the Megillah in Lashon HaKodesh, and then he read that Megillah. Says the Gemara, so what does that prove? Ein lemeida mishatatcha. I mean, that's where there's no other Megillah, so fine. V'yesh omrim, some say that he wrote two Megillahs. Shtayim katav. Katavata rishona mitoch piv. So the first one he wrote out of memory. Katavata etashniya mitoch harishona. A whole different take on the story. Then he went ahead and he wrote one mitoch haktav. And then he was gonez the rishona because it was possible, because it was written shalom haktav. And he went ahead and korab eshniya, because the second one fit the halachas, was nichta v'kashas. Something like a Mobius strip. Where does it start? Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yochel ana katav ko kaya bipume. Look, if the Torah would be forgotten, I tell you I could write over the entire Sefer Torah precisely with chaseres yaseres. From memory, I'm a total bucky. Rabbi Chia Rabba said, Yochel ana katav ko kaya betrain mani, I would be able to write ko Torah kula for a very, it would cost two mana, as we'll see. Hechavida, what does that mean? How could you buy it for two mana? Well, look, here's how I would do it. This is a takeoff on the Bavli's approach of Rav Chiya's teaching the kids, right? So it starts from nothing. In other words, if you have to put the Torah back together again, and all you have is 2 cents, how do you recreate the Torah with 2 cents? He says, I'll tell you, here's what I'll do. Yeah, exactly. So I buy 2 cents worth of Pishna, okay? Seeds. So Zavan betray money Zara the Kitten. I then go ahead with Zara Levachat Sadly. I go and I plant it, wait till it grows. V'avat chavalim. I use those to make strings with, cables with, which I then use to make a trap for deer. V'tafes tave, okay? I catch the deer. Now, I write all of the Sefer Torah on the skins of the deer, and that way I can, the whole thing I can do for 2 cents. Shoma Rebbe v'amar ashrei hador sha'atem v'tocho. Ah! That somebody who can write Kol HaTorah Kula b'memory, unbelievable. Ketzer u'mevarech aleh, when it says over here in the Mishnah, Mokum Shenogu levarech, what is it referring to? What is that bracha? So, Zach Yatav Shem Rebbe Yochanan says, the bracha is like this, Harav et Rivcha, Hanokem et Nikmatcha, Agoelcha, Vamoshiacha, Mikafaritzecha, Now, Akedon Besov, this whole discussion is only what do you say after Megillah Betchila. It's like Karein Kekoshar Mitzvah Sashal Torah, just like Ma'ashar Kol Mitzvah Tunum Bracha. Avzu Tunum Bracha, that's not dependent on a minhag at all. If you're saying it before, it's an absolute chiyuv. We were talking about in the Mishnah, Mokav Shenaga to make a bracha afterwards. Obviously, you say Asher Kekoshar Mitzvah Mitzvah. Katuv Ba Torah, Bracha Lefanea, Ve'in Katuv Ba, Bracha La'acharel. Now, we know that you need, we can learn that from a pasuk, as we'll see in a moment, to make a bracha before the Sefer Torah. But how do you know to make a bracha afterwards? Where is it saying that? Makatuba lefana, where does it say to make a bracha in the Sefer Torah before you lay? It says, Kishem Hashem Ekra Avogadalokeinu. So that's done. Every time you're going to be learning Torah, so you have to first, when I'm coming to read the Torah, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Avu Godel Elokeinu, you should say a bracha beforehand. And we also know by Birkas HaMazon, Katuv B'Mazon, the bracha that is mentioned in the Torah is only afterwards. And it doesn't say, Ven Katuv B'Bracha Lefaneo. Where does it say afterwards? V'chalt V'savata V'rachta. So clearly you have to make a bracha after eating. Minayin L'Tenet Amur B'Zeh B'Zeh V'Tamur B'Zeh B'Zeh. How do we know to apply the din of bracha on Birkas HaMazon after eating to Birkas HaTorah after learning? And how do we know to apply the bracha before learning to Mazon before eating? So Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman B'Shem Reb Yonatan, he says we learn it out, shame, shame. It says, Kishem HaShem Ekrav HaGadol Elokeinu. And over there it says, Kishem HaVirakas HaShem. So we learn shame, meaning not the word shame, but Shem HaShem. Kishem HaShem, and over there is HaShem. We learn it's Gzeri Shalom. Ma HaShem Shnemar B'Torah, Baruch Lefaneo from Kishem HaShem Ekra, Av Shem Shnemar B'Mazon, Baruch Lefaneo from the same Kishem as HaShem, as Virata as HaShem.
So does it necessarily mean Baruch after Torah is from
No. Av Shem Shnemar and vice versa. Ma Shem Shnemar Mazon Baruch Lacharav. Av Shem Shnemar B'Torah Baruch Lacharav. Now, Av Shidonk Rabbi Akiva. It's all very nice. According to Rabbi Akiva, learns this as a Gzeres Shava. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, doesn't have this Gzeres Shava. How do you know it? So Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel says the Kavachomer. In my Mazon Shein Tovun Baruch Lefanei Aton Lacharav. If on eating there's no bracha before, but nonetheless it needs a bracha afterwards. So Torah, she tuna bracha lefanea, and Odin she tuna bracha lachar. So the kavachomer you should need to be mevorach afterwards. Yeah, okay. So that adkedon Torah that teaches me that Torah requires bracha lacharel. And how about Muslim lefanea? Where do we learn that out from? Same thing. We learn from a kavachomer. If Torah she not tuna bracha lacharel is tuna lefanea, at least in terms of what's mefurish in the pasuk. Mazon, which is mefurish, that it's ton lacharav, ein odin sheeto undefanav. Reb Yitzchak and Reb Nosson, they learn out from a pasuk that there's a requirement to be mevarach before eating. Reb Yitzchak says, it says in Shmuel, ki hu yivarech hazevach v'achrechin yochlu akruim. So when Shaul is appearing over there by Shmuel, so they ask the guy, where is Shmuel, where is the roe? And he says, Shmuel is going to say a bracha on the Zevach. And only then will the people eat. So apparently there was a bracha that you have to be mevarech on a mazon lefaneach. Rabbi Nosson learns it out from a pasuk in the Torah. V'avatemes Hashem elokeichem uveirachas lachmecha v'esmemecha. So you see, ematai hu karui lachmecha. When do we call it lachmecha? Ad shelo achalato. So when is it nikar that it's your lechem? Before you've eaten it. And it says uvarech. So that means that there needs to be a bracha on lachmecha before it's eaten. Obviously, once you ate it, you don't hardly call it lachmecha, I would hope. Rebbe says, you don't need to learn out from a kal v'chomer. You learn it out from a kal v'chomer, from mazon itself, not from Torah. Imayim b'sha'asha achal v'savata matzarech l'varech, b'sha'asha ta'ev l'chal v'koshkech. The guy's already eaten. So basically, he could get up and walk away in the heck with it. Nonetheless, Torah says, no, wait a minute here. You got a bench. So, koshkim, the guy is starving and he wants to eat, so for sure he's in a matzah in which he's going to be makir that his food comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, koshkim, he should have to, this is like never go shopping while you're hungry. It's the same idea, right?
There's more
of a hecker that time. That's a, why should you have a right to take your need? Okay. Torah, you could say the exact kavakomer from Torah itself, minei ubei, without learning out Torah kavakomer from Mazon. You could say my Mazon, which is only chayishah. You know, how long is it going to last you in your whole life, your physical life? How long is it going to last you? So it's ton bracha lefanav ulach harav. We just proved that you need a bracha before and after. And that's only for chayon mazeh. Torah shi chayeh adeyad lekoshken, because the koshken you've been learning Torah, which is going to give you so much more. Obviously, you need to be mevarech both before and after. Okay, I think we should hold it at that. And now we're ready.